G'day, Richard.
Good morning, Dave Moore. How are you, mate?
I'm very well. It's lovely. Coming up to Christmas.
Yeah.
Lots of things happening.
Have you done any Christmas shopping?
No.
Have you had any conversations about how Christmas is going to
work? Oh, we started talking about what type of things we could get. We had like a family discussion with our kids about family presents and stuff like that, and we're all kind of at the point going, we don't want anything else, no more stuff in the house, and everyone just wants gift cards. And
oh, really?
Having the discussion about, is a gift card really a gift?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I've realised I've got notes on my phone for the kids, as they're quite specific and they're not too fussed about surprises or anything. And I realised I can take photos in the note function.
Oh, yeah. Phone.
And so I was at Big W or Kmart or somewhere taking photos. Going back to Andy saying, now look, when you set up an Avenger Captain America blaster shield Nerf gun, is this the one you had in mind?
So reducing... No, Dad, it's the Avenger Master Shield, the Nerf gun with the... Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Alex wants a Hurricane Mark II C with tropical setup.
Okay.
Which is a type of plane.
Right, okay.
So... Yeah, it's a level of specificity.
Really? In your family? I just don't know where they got that from. Far out. Now, coming up to Christmas, for lots of groups, it means ending the year. And so we were saying it would be good to have a discussion about ending well.
Yeah, that's right. I think groups differ from church to church on what the end of the year means.
Yeah.
For some groups, it's sort of just assumed that would keep on going. Other groups, well, here at HBC, it's like a year by year thing. We ask the leaders to commit for a year, and so there's a bit of reflection to be done. But ending the year well, I reckon it's important for various reasons. There is a milestone coming into Christmas, coming into the year up to Christmas. You're thinking about during that transition, that milestone time. It's good to put some thought into that and do it well.
Now, I'm assuming, like most of the things we talk about on the Maturity Podcast, that at least one of us is an expert in this. So that's you this week, isn't it?
Unfortunately, no. I'm not great at finishing well. I wish I was. But I usually get to the end of the year and I'm just trashed. And
I was really hoping you were going to be expert, because I am not the expert in this either.
What's happened with you? Is it just all over?
I'm not a particularly nostalgic person.
Yeah.
And so if we had our last week and we went, well, that's it for this week, for this year, thanks very much, I would be happy.
Yeah.
I know that that's not, but I think the awareness of the weirdness of that is helpful. So neither of us are experts.
No. Well, I have seen it done well.
All right. Okay.
Probably our wives, most people we know who do it well.
Oh, there's so much of my ministry that I've learned from my wife.
So, look, a few basic things is, this is going to be so blindingly obvious, but I thought, wow, I should write that down, is reflect on the year.
Okay.
So think on the year, as a group, think about what have you learned, how have you changed, how have you grown?
Yeah, okay. So having that discussion that simply just goes, what have we done this year? What's been helpful? What's something that you remember?
Yeah.
I have seen heard of groups that throughout the year, they'll have like a jar and they will, if something funny happens or someone says something really poignant, they'll write it down.
Really?
Put it in the jar. And then at the end of the year, they open the jar and they read through them all.
Yeah, wow.
Isn't that an awesome idea?
That is great.
For next year.
It's too late to do it. some groups might have written plans or expectations or covenant or something like that at the start of the year they could review.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Even for disorganized people like you and me, we can have a point of reflecting on the year.
If you're listening to this and Richard just called himself a disorganized person, yes, now is the point for you to feel bad about yourself. That's right.
Oh dear.
So sorry, go on.
Reflecting on the year is good. There are creative ways. I've seen people do that, writing stuff, sharing pictures, whatever. But that's just good to do, reflecting on how you've changed and grown.
If there's someone in your group who is a guitar or a musical type person, asking them, would you write a song for the end of the,
really?
End of the year?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
I personally wouldn't do that.
You can play guitar.
Shh. See?
Okay. Yeah, that sounds great. So for reflecting, and another thing you can do is clarify expectations for next year.
Yeah, okay.
So to say...
Yes.
My co-leader and I, we're figuring out what to do next year, or we're talking with the maturity team, trying to figure out how we serve next year, or we're locked in, we're going to go again next year. If you'd love to join us, that's great. We'd love to have you along. But if you feel like this is a good time for you to meet new people, join another group, that's fine as well.
Yeah.
So...
It's not you, it's me.
Yeah. No. It's fine. So...
That's a really helpful
communicating
thing.
Expectations.
Yeah. What happens when we don't communicate those expectations?
Potentially, yeah. Things like people say, I didn't get a chance to say goodbye, or I would have liked to talk that through, or that meant I was a whole summer just assuming something would happen when it didn't. So.
Or I heard it from someone else.
Yeah, that's another danger.
And I thought we were closer than that. I thought we were a group.
Mm.
So I think those discussions are really important to have. Even I would avoid having them on the last week.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So if you're particularly if you're finishing up as a growth group leader, I wouldn't reveal that on the last week.
Yeah, I have done that before.
Richard,
it kind of killed
don't
the,
do that.
Kind of killed the mood.
Yeah,
on that last night.
Yeah, and I think so part of the reason is if you reveal it a week or two before. That means people go into those weeks with a different expectation.
Yeah.
It says, okay, we're finishing.
Yeah.
Because as soon as the leader stops, that's very different to someone else stopping being in the group.
Yeah.
If you're a leader and you listen to this, it's one of those things to keep reminding yourself. People see you in a bigger way than you see yourself, for most of us. There are the odd person who sees himself larger than other people see them, but I think for most of us, we are surprised when we realise the impact our decisions as growth leaders have on other people.
Yeah,
and so
I think that's true.
So it is valuable if you're finishing up to explain that earlier, and that means the weeks following people are coming and they're doing the whole week going, oh, this is our last time.
Mm.
Yeah. So yeah, that's yeah. So we've talked about remembering the year.
Yep.
And we've talked about setting clear expectations for next year.
Yep.
Other things?
Other things I think are talking about ongoing maturity and growth over the summer.
Yeah.
As you're not meeting.
Yeah.
Which for uni church groups is quite a long time.
Mm.
For AMPM groups, yeah, not so long. Bit under 2 months, that sort of period. But talking about what plans people have. And this, I think, is just good for sharing ideas. Somebody might want to commit to reading Romans over summer or something. That'd be great. You could even agree to do that as a group. Or reading a Christian book together, knowing God, Cross of Christ, something like that. Commit to renewed sort of Bible reading and prayer time with your wife. Coming to Christmas church carols, talk about how people are planning that time. How they gone sort of breaking it to their family members that they're going to prioritize carols, or they'll be coming late from church with us, or something like that. It's going to be different for every people, but actually sharing, talking about what it means. I mean, for people with non-Christian families. But talking about that growing in maturity.
Yeah, because it's actually a helpful point for us to remember, to remind our groups that growing in maturity does not equal going to growth group.
Yeah.
That growing in maturity is something we do because we're Christians, and growth groups are a tool that we use for growing in maturity.
Hmm.
And so we have a period of a rest, if you like, from this tool, weekly meeting as a small group. We have a period of rest from that. And there's a couple of reasons for that. Give people a break to mix it up, to just the practicalities of the holidays and lots of people away at various times and that type of thing. But growing in maturity is the constant.
Yeah.
And so saying, okay, so we've been trying to grow maturity over the last 11 months, 10 months by meeting together in a group.
Yeah.
What are you going to do to grow maturity for the next couple of months until we start it again? Because maturity is the ongoing thing. So in one sense, it's trying to say nothing's actually changing apart from this mechanism we're using.
Mm.
We're just going to, what other mechanism? And part of that is highlighting the very worst decision is to put no mechanism in place, put nothing in place.
That's right. Just take a holiday from from maturity. We don't want
to.
We're taking a break from growth group, not a break from
maturity. It's also worth communicating to groups, to your group, that that the rosters still use growth groups from this year until the next set of growth groups
start.
That's right.
Certainly here at HBC.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's all that matters. Yeah, so that's another thing to communicate. And you might even be able to do things like, oh, let's meet beforehand at someone's place for afternoon tea and then go or something like that.
Make an event of it,
Yeah.
Another thing, I don't know if it's the last thing, is to celebrate the end of the year.
Yeah.
So with a party, an event, something special going on, end positively and end well.
I think
most groups.
Yeah, good.
Most groups sort of do that and see the value of that.
Yeah, I think an important part of ending well, of celebrating, is again, you as the leader expressing appreciation to your group.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So, as part of the group, it's a little bit more formal, a bit more serious, and stopping and saying, hey, I want to thank you guys for the effort you've put in. I really appreciate the work we've done together in the Bible.
Mm.
I've appreciated seeing you guys share and you guys pray for each other. It's been an encouragement to me. Like when reflecting, the group to reflect is one thing, but when you do it, it actually matters a lot because people do care what you as the growth group leader think. And I think it's a helpful thing.
Yeah, we kind of, it's not helpful to assume people will realize that they've been encouraging by turning up.
In fact, I think people will assume the opposite.
That by turning up, looking tired, they've been discouraging rather than turning up, looking tired, and that's actually encouraging.
It's actually the more... there's a couple of people in my group who, for various reasons, sometimes come to the group and they don't contribute anything apart from their presence.
Yeah.
And every week that they do that, I tell them how much I value them being there.
Yeah.
Because for them to be there took more than everyone else in the group, probably combined.
Yeah.
They took so much. And so I appreciate that. Even though they don't look like they don't get to express the way the group does, their expression is this, and it's wonderful.
Yeah.
So I think it's a really important thing to say because people will usually assume the opposite.
Yeah.
I think I'm feeling a bit more encouraged about ending the year
I'm
well.
Feeling motivated.
Excellent.
You and me, we might do the reasonable job this year.
Well, do you do presents?
I haven't in our men's group. In the mixed groups, we have.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's been fun.
Look, we're probably going over time, but last question. If you as a growth group leader, if your group gets together and buys you a gift, how should you respond to that?
Oh, I'd be like, thank you, that's lovely. Is this a trick question?
Yeah.
I'd say thanks.
Okay.
What's the correct answer?
I wish you could see Richard's face right now. if it's an expression of thanks, that's wonderful. If it's a monetary thing, you actually need to be careful. So if they give you cash, if it's for services, it's actually taxable. So you've got to be careful.
I believe you. I can't believe anyone giving cash to their growth group leader.
Gift cards, that type of thing. But if it's, try to say, if it happens, come chat to me I'll give you advice about what would be a helpful thing to do. but seriously, if your group gives you, or a person in your group, if they give you an extravagant gift, I think there are certain pastoral things to think through about that. Maybe that's a whole topic on its own. But you need to be careful about could this affect my past relationship with this person in the future.
Yeah, sure.
That's all. That's all it is. Just that there just needs to be an awareness that some people can use gifts as relational leverage.
Mm.
And so assume that most people won't, but just, yeah.
Okay.
Just be aware. And let's just throw it out there on the
Our
side.
Our listeners are duly warned if anyone hands them the keys to a new Lexus to come and talk to you, Dave.
Yeah. And I will look after those keys for them.
Great.
Excellent. All right. Thanks, Richard.
Thanks, Dave.